I've noticed that His Word, how that He always keeps His Word to the person. Now, if truly you have received Christ, then there's nothing can take that away from you. It's a gift of God, eternal life. Now, that is if Christ has received you. And if Christ gave you eternal life here and lost you down here, in Him infant, knowing all things, He defeats His own work. He saved you when He knew He was going to lose you. So He doesn't do that. See? And so it behooves us as believers to really not go upon some mental conception or upon some emotion or some fantastic of something happened, we did this or did that. For the devil can impersonate all those things, but the only way that we'll know that we're saved is when we've met God's conditions.
Right.
See? See, you're never saved by your feelings. You're saved by your faith.
Yes.
See, you're always saved by faith. Your faith does it, and then your life proves whether you received it or not. Now, if you're trying just to impersonate it, then you're just making a hypocrite out of yourself. You see, because you can't do that. Christianity is something that has to come from the heart. Jesus, speaking to the Pharisees, said, "Ye hypocrites, how can you say good things when out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth? Then if the heart thought one thing and the mouth spoke something else, it becomes hypocrisy." See, we must from our heart express exactly how we feel. We must express it from our heart. And if we can't express the right thing, then keep still. Don't say nothing about it. And now, if the church ever gets to practicing that, they might have fewer members for a while, but they'll have better members while they're having it. God grant the day that when every man or woman will be and express just what they are. If I didn't believe in God, I'd be here this afternoon against Him. And if I'm for Him, He's more than my life. I give my life for Him, see? Because if it's a worthy purpose, it's worthy to live with, live for, and die for. It's right, it's Christ. Now, He is the living Christ or He is not the living Christ.
Right.
This Bible is either the truth or it is not the truth.
Right.
You never did see a black-white bird at the same time. You never seen a drunk-sober man at the same time. You never seen a sinner-saint at the same time, see? You don't see that. You're on one side of the fence. God keeps His Word. He's given us the Word for patterns.